spoke. He blames you most. You're the one he has to smash in order to wipe out the agony of that memory. Now it was clear. Everything Ashiel had said today was a lie. He wasn't hiding from Ulysses. He would face Ulysses down. Probably still would tomorrow. But when he faced Ulysses, Ashiel would have a much bigger grievance. "You killed Poke," he would scream the accusation. Ulysses would look so stupid and weak, denying it after all the bragging he'd done about how he'd get even. He might even admit to killing her just for the brag of it. And then Ashiel would strike at Ulysses, and nobody would blame him for killing the boy. It wouldn't be mere self-defense. It would be defense of his family. Ashiel was just too damn smart. And patient. Waiting to kill Poke until there was somebody else who could be blamed for it. Bean ran back to warn her. As fast as his little legs would move, the longest strides he could take. He ran forever. There was nobody there on the dock where Poke had met Ashiel. Bean looked around helplessly. He thought of calling out, but that would be stupid. Just because it was Poke that Ashiel hated most didn't mean that he had forgiven Bean, even if he did let Bean give him bread. Or maybe I've gone crazy over nothing. He was hugging her, wasn't he? She came willingly, didn't she? There are things between boys and girls that I just don't understand. Ashiel is a provider, a protector, not a murderer. It's my mind that works that way. My mind that thinks of killing someone who is helpless just because he might pose a danger later. Ashiel is the good one. I'm the bad one. The criminal. Ashiel is the one who knows how to love. I'm the one who doesn't. Bean walked to the edge of the dock and looked across the channel. The water was covered with a low flowing mist. On the far bank, the lights of Bumchistrat twinkled like Sinterklaas Day. The waves lapped like tiny kisses against the pilings. He looked down into the river at his feet. Something was bobbing in the water, bumped up against the wharf. Bean looked at it for a while, uncomprehending. But then he understood that he had known all along what it was. He just didn't want to believe it. It was Poke. She was dead. It was just as Bean had feared. Everybody on the street would believe that Ulysses was guilty of the murder, even if nothing could be proved. Bean had been right about everything. Whatever it was that passed between boys and girls, it didn't have the power to block hatred, vengeance for humiliation. And as Bean stood there looking down into the water, he realized, I either have to tell what happened right now, this minute, to everybody, or I have to decide never to tell anybody, because if Ashiel gets any hint that I saw what I saw tonight, he'll kill me and not give it a second thought. Ashiel would simply say, Ulysses strikes again. Then he can pretend to be avenging two deaths, not one, when he kills Ulysses. No. All Bean could do was keep silence. Pretend that he hadn't seen Poke's body floating in the river, her upturned face clearly recognizable in the moonlight. She was stupid. Stupid not to see through Ashiel's plans. Stupid to trust him in any way. Stupid not to listen to me. As stupid as I was, to walk away instead of calling out a warning, maybe saving her life by giving her a witness that Ashiel could not hope to catch and therefore could not silence. She was the reason Bean was alive. She was the one who gave him a name. She was the one who listened to his plan. And now she had died for it, and he could have saved her. Sure, he told her at the start to kill Ashiel, but in the end she had been right to choose him. He was the only one of the bullies who could have figured it all out and brought it off with such style. But Bean had also been right. Ashiel was a champion liar, and when he decided that Poke would die, he began building up the lies that would surround the murder. Lies that would get Polk off by herself where he could kill her without witnesses. Lies to alibi himself in the eyes of the younger kids. I trusted him, thought Bean. I knew what he was from the start, and yet I trusted him. Oh, Polk, you poor, stupid, kind, decent girl. You saved me and I let you down. It's not just my fault. She's the one who went off alone with him. Alone with him, trying to save my life? What a mistake, Polk, to think of anyone but yourself. Am I going to die from her mistakes, too? No. I'll die from my own damn mistakes. Not tonight, though. Ashiel had not set any plan in motion to get Bean off by himself. But from now on, when he lay awake at night, unable to drift off, he would think about how Ashiel was just waiting, biding his time, till the day when Bean, too, would find himself in the river.